CBS News Brief, New York Attorney General Letitia James has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of lying on mortgage documents to get more favorable loan terms. CBS's Katrina Kaufman says the trial is scheduled for January.
The prosecution also said that they plan to call 8 to 10 witnesses at that trial. It's expected to last about 5 days, so it's on a very quick timeline.
Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney says he's ready to resume trade talks with President Trump.
We stand ready to pick up on that progress and build on that progress when the Americans are ready to have those discussions.
Trump cut off the talks after the Ontario government released an ad featuring former President Reagan saying tariffs hurt every American. Air Traffic Controllers Union leader Nick Daniels says the shutdown is affecting his members' job performance.
Every day that this shutdown drags on, with no clear insight, this affects their focus.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Wisconsin faces a setback after the Trump administration has rejected the state's request for disaster relief following August storms. Six counties, including Milwaukee and Waukesha, reported more than $26 million in damage to public infrastructure. In a statement this morning, Governor Evers says he'll respond by appealing the decision. FEMA said preliminary damage assessments showed significant individual harm, but didn't justify public assistance funds. Milwaukee wants your help deciding on how to get people around in the years ahead. City leaders just launched their first ever transportation and mobility plan called 414 in Motion. A short online survey is asking for your ideas on buses, bikes, and safer streets. There's a link to take that survey on the city's website. One of our senators would like to see some changes following a train derailment in nearby Dodge County. Parker Olson has more.
Senator Tammy Baldwin sent a letter Tuesday to Canadian Pacific Kansas City about an August train derailment in Dodge County. The derailment led to a crude oil spill near Reeseville. It's the second derailment in as many years in the area. Baldwin's letter to the company responsible for that 24-car derailment called on the company to investigate track issues in the area. Baldwin is asking the company to provide her office with the summary of the actions they had taken since that August derailment. She also called on the company for a description of investments and changes in operation since the 2023 derailment that saw 29 cars derailed.
If the government shutdown continues, thousands of people in Milwaukee may lose their food share benefits. Pantries like House of Peace are asking their donors for extra support, and Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin is near the end of their annual October food drive. There are several resources available, with those needing help, if necessary, able to call 211. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
A Brewers promotion. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held their end-of-season press conference. The team announcing GM Matt Arnold has been promoted to the team president of baseball operations. Arnold asked about the future of pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who was unable to perform in the postseason. He would only say a decision is coming in the offseason. Game one of the World Series is tonight in L.A., the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. Basketball, the NBA rocked by the arrest of former player and now head coach of the Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, and 30 others allegedly involved in an illegal gambling operation. The FBI says it has ties to the mob. The Bucks are on the road tonight. They play the Raptors in Toronto. NFL, Packers and the Steelers Sunday night. I'll have coverage from Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers telling us he looks forward to returning to Green Bay.
You know, my football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Whether it's a boat stuck in a harbor or a problem with city budgets, we're watching every story. Weekday news at the top and bottom of every hour on 540 WAUK.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine for your Friday afternoon. Light northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. We'll see a few clouds tonight, some patchy frost as temperatures drop into the mid and upper 30s. Saturday, partly sunny. Highs will top out in the mid 50s. Currently 46 degrees.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Matt Nair on air.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said that they had arrested the girlfriend of the head of Antifa. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I am the head of Antifa.
You are?
And yes, and I think my wife turned in my girlfriend. So,
oh, you're in trouble now, Troy.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chris Mays of Clearly Confused Entertainment, and it's a Bar Band Friday night featuring Terry Barr's Max Inc. radio co-host, Rocker. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. As many of you know, I've started and owned several businesses in my life and always tried to have a social conscience about them, but never been quite as out there as the Monaco Brewing Company is. These guys are really merging capitalism and activism. Kirk Bangstad is on the line with us. He is the owner and operator of Monaco Brewing and their latest project, the new economic collective, the Monaco Marketplace. The website, Minocqua, M-I-N-O-C-Q-U-A, brewingcompany.com. And on Blue Sky, it's MBC Brews at bluesky.social. Kirk, welcome to the program.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me. I thought we were meeting an hour later, and so I was just out for a walk up north, like around a lake. So I just got back. Thank God we got each other in time.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I apologize for my flannel and my hat. I probably would have gotten a little more gussied up had I not been off by an hour.
You look great, Kirk. You look great. And, given the way the weather's going, it's just perfect. So tell us about the Minocqua Brewing Company. How where'd you guys come from and what got you into, merging political activism and beer?
Yeah, so I grew up in Wisconsin, in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, but I had, lived in New York City and was doing management consulting for Facebook, Oracle, and Google, and moved back to Wisconsin when my wife got cancer. And we went to vacation in this beautiful area called Minocqua, Wisconsin, in the northern part of Wisconsin. And she started thriving there. So we decided to stick around. And the only way you can make money in northern Wisconsin is really in tourism. So there was a guy wanted to sell his brew pub, the Minocqua Brewing Company, and I bought it. And so I peacefully ran that restaurant for about 4 or 5 years. Unfortunately, my wife passed. And then all of a sudden, COVID happened and put restaurants, breweries, and bars all in the tornado of disease. In my consulting past, I had also worked on many political campaigns. I was a policy director for Anthony Weiner's mayoral campaign in New York City, and I had worked on Jim Doyle's campaign for governor in Wisconsin. And so I was, at heart, a big progressive, but I never, as most business owners do, especially in rural areas like the one I was living in Wisconsin, I didn't wear my politics on my sleeve and I kind of kept it to myself. But when restaurants and bars became the center of COVID, I decided to speak out. And that kind of led to this, this world of activism because my outspokenness garnered a lot of more, you know, attention on Facebook. The New York Times came to Minocqua right before the Biden election and did a feature on, you know, my activism. And so I figured I was already, I let the cat out of the bag. People knew I was progressive in a very MAGA area. And I just leaned into it and I started making what I call progressive beer. And so the first beer we ever made was called Biden Beer, inoffensive and not bitter.
Because I love
and it was a Kolsch. It was a Kolsch, which is inoffensive and not bitter. Uh-huh. And it was he wasn't my first choice, but thank God he was elected as a in terms of our other choice. So yeah. That's how it all started, and I just leaned into it from there. And now I basically say I'm an activist that funds his activism through the sale of once beer, now the sale of other progressive companies' goods through my marketplace that we've created.
Well, it is fascinating stuff. Politics and capitalism can go hand in hand. Tell us about the marketplace.
So when I've been doing, selling beer for 5 years now, but because I've been so outwardly progressive. Oh, I should also mention we started a super PAC called the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC, and I call it dark money meant for good because super PACs are inherently evil. But if you're going to fight the Koch brothers and you're a business, that's one way to do it. So so we've raised about $2 million in our super PAC, and because we sued to get Donald Trump off of the ballot after Colorado got him off of the ballot. We sued to get rid of private voucher schools, which are a parasitic, it's sucking the money out of public schools in Wisconsin. So all that activism obviously made me a pariah for distributors, beer distributors, who are generally lean way to the right because it's multi-generations of families who are kind of like own the beer distribution world. So I already had to diversify as a company in order to make money. So we started making coffee. I have a woke coffee brand because woke and caffeine go hand in hand, and we have choice wine. And I found a great a vineyard in California who makes wine, and we give money to reproductive rights groups. So I've already diversified outside of a brewery. And when Trump got elected, in January, I was on vacation because nobody sells beer in January after the holidays. Nobody drinks a drop. And so I go on vacation and I was given Erica Chenoweth's essay. And she is a Harvard Kennedy School professor who wrote about resisting authoritarianism in America. She wrote it in 2022, potentially anticipating, what might happen if Trump got reelected.
Right. And she was the 3.5% person.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And her essay was given to me by a retired Army colonel who had a second home in up north in Wisconsin, who was at the Pentagon, who was doing, they were role-playing what might happen if Trump didn't leave. And he's like, Kirk, you got to read this essay by Erica Chenoweth. And in that essay, she went through, since World War II, all the way through like the Pinochet era, in Chile, all these authoritarian governments, and Lech Walesa or whatever in Czechoslovakia. She went through all these periods of what worked, what resistance tactics worked and what didn't work. And she tried to put them together to give kind of a playbook for what we could do as Americans to resist authoritarianism. One of the things in that little playbook she came up with was called an economic cooperative, where a bunch of businesses all get together, Think about it in World War II. The Jews living in the same part of Germany were being oppressed. And so, their Jewish businesses, the Jews would then buy goods from Jewish businesses. They would keep that money together in their communities so that they wouldn't be funding businesses that were bending the knee to Hitler and oppressing them. So that's the idea of an economic cooperative as a resistance model, is to keep the money together so you're not funding your oppressors. I read that. I was like, I'm already doing this to a certain degree. I've already collected a bunch of progressive businesses that I relabel their products and sell them as progressive products. Might it make sense to build an economic cooperative on steroids? which would be, you know, an e-commerce site where people would know that everything they bought from that site is coming from a progressive company that has pledged to never bend the knee or give money to MAGA extremists or the Trump regime. So that's what our marketplace is all about.
Wow. And the website is?
It's ManaquaMarketplace.com. So it's a weird way to spell it. The Minocqua is a Native American term meaning noonday's rest. So MINOCQUA marketplace.com. There's about 60 businesses now who have joined. And, you know, we've got cheesemakers, Wisconsin cheesemakers. We've got people who make toilet paper there. I'm trying to become the Amazon for progressives. Wow. Because we no longer trust Bezos anymore. He's already, you know, bent the knee both with Amazon and with the Washington Post. Obviously, I've got a lot of ways to go before I become the Amazon of anything. But the goal is to be a substitute for anybody who wants to buy something from a company that has bent the knee to Trump. I want to have a substitute product that you can buy through the marketplace.
That's spectacular.
That will actually fund that business. It doesn't just make me money. It keeps those progressive businesses alive, and it protects them because we're all part of a group. You can't boycott a group as easily as you can boycott one company. No. And I've been boycotted, so I understand it. So The strength in numbers is why we're also building this marketplace.
I totally get it. And for our listeners, Kirk and I have no business relationship here. He's not an advertiser or anything like that. I was just so impressed by this. And the thing that first turned me on to what you guys were doing was your Substack newsletter. I'm getting the Substack news. I think I must have signed up some time ago trying to buy beer from you. And as I recall, I couldn't get it shipped to Oregon. But you started this progressive newsletter also on Substack. Tell us about that. We got about a minute and a half left before we hit a hard break here.
Got it. So ultimately, the New York Times didn't start off being the New York Times. The original newspaper was a circular that was created, to help sell products to the local grocery store. And so they're like, we might as well provide some useful content as opposed to buy my orange. It's the original newspaper was an ad. And so what I'm doing now is if you buy a T-shirt or a beer from me, I get your email address. But instead of just sending you an email saying, can you buy more beer from me, I hired writers. I hired Patty Vasquez at WCPT 820 in Chicago. We got another progressive talk show host in Appleton called Ben Kamenos. They write for me. I pay them to write for me, and I sponsor their writing by selling products. So our newsletter is hard-hitting political analysis coming from the Midwest, and we do a different new writer writes every day, and then hopefully I ask people to sponsor that news by buying my products or the products from my progressive partners on the marketplace.
Yeah, it's just great. You can go to Substack, and what would you plug in if you wanted to find it at Substack.com?
It's Minocqua Brewing Company Times.
There you go. And by the way, Kirk, you are always welcome to reprint anything that I've published, any of my articles. Feel free. You don't even need to reach out. Kirk Bangstad, he's the owner and operator of Minocqua Brewing, MinocquaMarketplace.com, and BrewingCompany.com. Kirk, thanks so much for the great work you're doing.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Great talking with you. You're an inspiration.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. It's Anything Goes Weekend.
Night's sleep. Ugh, boy. Whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers. where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The North Carolina legislature passed a new gerrymandered congressional map October 22nd, likely adding a GOP congressional seat to offset expected 2026 midterm losses in the U.S. House. Legislators diluted black voting power to do it, but say it was for partisan reasons. The map likely gives Republicans an 11-3 advantage in a purple state where President Trump won by only 3.3% in 2024. State leaders went out of their way to say it was manipulated to help maintain GOP control of the U.S. House. State Senator Ralph Hayes said, "The motivation behind this redraw is simple and singular. Draw a new map that will bring an additional Republican seat to the congressional delegation." Why admit the cheating? The U.S. Supreme Court's Rucho decision said gerrymandering for partisan reasons was a state political matter, not a matter for the federal courts. For the moment, racial gerrymandering is still illegal under the Voting Rights Act, so the deliberate admission of partisan gerrymandering helps to create an alibi when the case reaches federal court. The new map changed only Congressional District 1, a currently competitive Northeast district where black Congressman Don Davis won by 2%. A North Carolina Black Alliance analysis shows it shifted 8% of black voters into adjoining redder districts, diluting black voting power and tilting District 1 Republican. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety, because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, it's Dan Haney. Join me weekday mornings between 6 and 9 as 540 WAUK presents All News All Morning. We start the day with everything you need to feel informed. Stuart J. Waddles has Milwaukee and local news 3 times an hour, followed by Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk, CBS News, Mike Clemens in sports, traffic and weather, money and market updates. Start your morning drive with All News All Morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Extra.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, it's spelled VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get that 37% discount and the free shipping on Super C Serum, Vibrance Super C Serum. VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. 24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, David in Tyler, Texas. Let's try it again, David. What's up?
Well, can you hear me now?
I can. It's working.
Okay. Well, I just had a little input. I'm from, because we were talking about the addition to the our destruction of the East Wing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this message from an activist that was telling me that was connected to D.C. and saying it wasn't about the East Wing at all, about that building. It was about the bunker underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, I guess it was, I was hearing you talk about it, the bunker a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's doing is expanding the bunker.
That's true. That's true. But he didn't need to tear down the East Wing to do that. That bunker already is larger than the footprint of the East Wing.
Well, apparently,
and it goes down several stories.
What rang a bell for me was that he's not going to want to leave. Mm. So maybe he's expanding the bunker big enough to be comfortable.
Yeah, I think if he's expanding the bunker for his own personal reasons, if this is Trump's idea as opposed to, you know, the military saying, hey, here's an opportunity to upgrade things, then I would think that it might be that he's anticipating the possibility of a nuclear war with Russia or China. And he wants to make sure that the bunker where he and his family will hide out until the war is over is more than adequate to be radiation proof and blast proof and all that kind of thing. Rather than, a place to hide out if Gavin Newsom gets elected president or something.
Yeah. Well, it just sounded like it was going to be huge.
Yeah.
And
maybe he wants to put gold filigree all over.
Can't get rid of it. Maybe he's really scared of protesters as well.
Yeah. Having a video where you're dumping feces on protesters is like, I mean, that is as un-American as you can get. I mean, this country was founded on protest, regardless of your political worldview.
He's going to push the limits as much as he can.
Yeah. My dad used to quote the Republican refrain, which was, I may disagree with what you say, but I will fight to the death your right to defend it, or I will defend to the death your right to say it. And that is gone now from the GOP. David, I got to run, but thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Anything Goes Weekend, your calls up next. Stay with us.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Hotline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, across the state of Wisconsin, people have concerns, to say the least, about Badger football. Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion and NFL vet, will be here to discuss it at our favorite fall event. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Governor Evers says he'll appeal after the Trump administration declined Wisconsin's request for federal aid for six counties damaged by August storms. This was money requested to help fund repairs to infrastructure. The impacted areas include Milwaukee, Door, and Washington counties, where public damages went over $26 million. The governor criticized the denial and said he'll fight to rebuild communities. FEMA says that despite heavy individual losses, they determined that public assistance wasn't justified. The state now has 30 days to provide more information to appeal the ruling. Food aid for nearly 700,000 people in Wisconsin could run dry if the federal shutdown goes on. That includes a lot of families in Milwaukee who rely on food share to buy groceries. The state program will run out of money by the end of the month if things don't change. Local pantries like House of Peace are preparing for a big jump in demand, but they really don't have enough food to meet it. Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin is near the end of their annual October food drive, with financial donations being requested on their website. Governor Evers has asked federal officials for help, but no solution has been found yet. Hail to the bus driver and their security guard. Milwaukee County may soon put guards on buses to stop people from skipping fares. A new pilot program proposed would shift more than $600,000 from jail camera upgrades to pay for the security. The sheriff's office says that's a bad idea, arguing those cameras are already on their last legs. Two county supervisors backed the security on bus plan, saying fare evasion has drained millions from the cash-strapped system. Congressman Brian Stile this week announced a federal bill to crack down on agencies that don't collect fares properly. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine for your Friday afternoon. Light northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. We'll see a few clouds tonight, some patchy frost as temperatures drop into the mid and upper 30s. Saturday, partly sunny. Highs will top out in the mid-50s. Currently 46 degrees.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at.
This is Donald Driver. Listen up. You never know who you'll see.
With 17 pro courts, there's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule, plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screens. Or catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Happy Halloween from the Rational Revolution. We have a ghost hunter. Todd Michaels joins us to celebrate Halloween.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
He said just day one, but we knew the score. Now he's sending troops to settle old score. From L.A. streets to the Capitol's dome, he's making this land feel less like home. He's a dictator with a MAGA crown, turning our freedoms upside down. Laughs off the laws, says it's just a game. But democracy's torch is losing its flame.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Now, Tom, I got a couple quick questions about the East Wing. Mm-hmm. I was bouncing around on TV the other day, and I just caught a little bit of it where Trump was saying that he was going to finance the whole thing, and I thought he said something about that he was going to also have some donors help. Sounds kind of sketchy. You know anything about it?
Yeah, it's against the law. There are three different laws, and I believe that there's a piece about this over at Daily Kos. There's three different laws that, yeah, here it is. That make it illegal for private agencies to fund public properties. The first is called the Anti-Deficiency Act, which is the foundation of federal appropriations law. It prohibits federal employees from obligating or spending funds in advance or in excess of an appropriation made by Congress. There's an exception for emergencies involving safety of human life, but that's it. And then there's the purpose statute. This is a law that restricts the use of appropriated funds to their intended purpose. And then there's the augmentation principle, which prohibits agencies from adding to their congressionally appropriated funds from outside sources, including private gifts. So these people who have and these companies that have donated money to Trump to build this monstrosity, this abomination, this replica of Vladimir Putin's grand throne room in the Winter Palace, are in violation of the law. They are in violation of the anti-bribery laws, and that's the Altria Group, Amazon, Apple, Booz Allen, Caterpillar, Coinbase, Comcast, Hard Rock, Google, HP, Lockheed Martin, Meta, Facebook, Micron, Microsoft, Next Era Energy, Palantir, Ripple, Reynolds American, T-Mobile, Tether America, Union Pacific Railroad, and then there's a whole bunch of foundations and wealthy individuals who gave money. So, according to, now I'm not an authoritative source on this, I'm not an attorney, but according to this fairly well-written article, a list of lawbreakers have been announced is the title of it over at dailykos.com. It looks like some of these people might be in big trouble. Back to you, Tom.
Who's going to stop them?
Well, that's the problem. It would have to be Pam Bondi. And I doubt that's going to happen.
Sure.
But, what's the old saying? What comes around goes around?
Yeah, they'll probably dedicate a gold bathroom for her when they get it done.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, okay, well, I kind of thought it was sketchy as heck, but yeah, I'm glad you cleared that up for me.
Yeah, it's sketchy in the extreme. I mean, the whole thing, and he shouldn't have been tearing down the White House without, the historical board and preservation board, there's a bunch of agents. If you want to even change the windows in a building that's got a historic designation in Washington D.C., you got to jump through all kinds of hoops, and the law does not specify the White House because no lawmaker ever thought that any future president would be insane enough to tear down part of the White House without even consulting Congress or the people. But here we are.
He found a way around that. Yeah. He found a way around that.
There you go. I mean, whoever runs against Trump in 2028, if he runs again, it needs to go back to the old Papoon for President slogan from 1968. Not insane was his slogan. that's who we need. Tom, it's always nice hearing your voice. Thanks a lot for the call. Billy in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good to speak with you.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions about Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was telling me about two different websites for Social Security information. Or you can call in and ask questions, and they'll tell you about your benefits, et cetera. And both of these websites reference two new guidelines regarding deposits. First of all, that you're going to have direct deposit. And if you don't, you will not get a paycheck.
That's correct. That actually started this month, this coming month of November, or starts in December or January. But I believe the last checks went out this month of October.
Okay. So the second part of that is that when those checks are deposited in your account with the new DOGE algorithms that they've put in place, when that check is deposited, they're going to look at your bank account and see what your balance is.
No, they can't do that.
Okay. This place is saying that if it was over $400, it would automatically instigate an investigation
into
your financial situation.
No. Somebody's trying to scare you, Billy. That's not true. They do not have the power or the authority to, when you make a deposit in somebody's account, you can't see what's in their account, and neither can the federal government. They would have to have a warrant to do that. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Trump, did that sort of thing against his political enemies, but they're not just going to go after random people who are on Social Security.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
And Social Security is not means tested, by the way. You know, Charles Koch gets Social Security. I'm assuming he's signed up for it. Billionaires get Social Security. There would be no reason to look and see what your activity is.
Right. I realize it's not means tested, but yeah. I just wanted to clear that up and make sure of my information.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I stand behind, I've not seen the sites that you're talking about. But if I'm wrong, I would be astonished. I'm quite certain I'm not wrong. So, Billy, relax.
I trust you.
Okay, there you go. Social Security's still with us. I mean, Social Security is facing some serious challenges, and the Republicans do want to privatize it. They want to give it all to Jamie Dimon, and get big kickbacks and all that kind of stuff, just like they're doing with Medicare Advantage. But we're not there yet. So, Billy, thank you for the call.
Well, thank you so much.
Sure enough.
Thank you. I enjoy your show so much.
Thank you for your
thank
kind
you.
Words. Marty in Chicago. Hey, Marty. Thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Happy Friday. I came across, I was watching some videos the other night, and I stumbled upon this one where it was all of these Nebraskan farmers, right? And a lot of them had voted for MAGA, and they were all like, turn around just saying how terrible his policies were. Right. But a lot of these farmers kept mentioning this platform called Acre Trader, and I'd never heard of it before, right? So I did some digging, and what Acre Trader is a platform that allows foreign investors to buy up foreclosed farms. And I guess it's like a way to like expedite, like real serious investors that want to buy farmland and puts them, and just allows them to buy up foreclosed farms. But anyways, like some of these people were complaining, like, our farm was bought up and now they're trying to like resell our own like land to us and all that. Anyway, so I started digging a little bit into this platform, and turns out J.D. Vance provided the original seed funding for this when he was with Naira Capital. And he's no longer invested in Naira Capital, but even Snopes says there's no credible evidence saying that he's divested from this Acre Trader platform. So I'm thinking like it's almost like deliberate that Trump is enacting policies that are deliberately hurting farmers, like our farmland.
So then the Saudis and the Chinese come in and buy up all the farmland and
It's going on. This is like, like these farmers are complaining about it. And I knew nothing about this. Huh. And I was like, why is this not? And I was like stunned when I saw, I was like, J.D. Vance, like, started, like, you know, helped start this.
That's incredible.
And is apparently still profiting.
I'm going to have to look into that one, Marty. Thank you for the heads up on it.
I'm just as perplexed. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, thank you. That's something worthy of a deep dive and maybe a good article. So, Marty, thank you. Acre Trader. I will see what I can find out about it. It sounds nefarious the way you're describing it. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. But I've always been an advocate of legislation forbidding anybody who's not a U.S. citizen from owning any land in the United States. As Will Rogers said, you know, buy land, they ain't making no more of it. And it's a good investment. Marty, thank you. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's just about 15 minutes before the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a second. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite V right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free four-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind-racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us October 23rd to 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head over to waukradio.com to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make space on your shelf for new favorites.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is your favorite or least favorite word? Cinnamon. Love that word. And it's a superfood. I don't like the word buttress just because I'm immature. Pecan.
My favorite word is scoundrel. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress and you said buttocks. John in Madison says words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia. Dumb. Funny because my name is John.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back, 49 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm wondering if you're familiar with the Fourth Amendment is Not for Sale Act.
I am not.
Okay, I came across a YouTube video on this. It was just, this is tinfoil hat stuff, only it's real, it's happening. What this is, it is the fourth, it's the House Bill H.R. 4639. It was introduced in 2023 by a Republican from Ohio, but it passed the House. And what it is, it expands and prohibits disclosures of stored electronic communications under the Stored Communications Act. But what it pertains to is that at every intersection you go through across the country, there is a private group that has these AI license plates.
Oh, it's called Flock, is the company. Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Right, right. So now it used to be the big thing about cops or somebody sticking tracking devices on your cars. Literally, they've no longer had to do that.
There's, what, 34,000 or 43,000 of these cameras?
Yeah, yeah. And the problem is that these AI reading cameras are wrong like 10% of the time. But when you take 10% of the amount of vehicles on the road, it's leading to such things like the YouTube video I saw was a mother and her three kids. And I was either in California, Arizona, where it misread their license plate. So the cops had their guns pulled on this woman and her kids, and they're on the ground on hot asphalt because the cops are convinced that they're driving a stolen car. And incidents like that are happening over and over and over again. Anyway, this bill it's sitting in the Senate. It hasn't gone anywhere in the Senate. Mm-hmm. Now, my understanding, there are some states that have passed laws by themselves to control the uses of the information from these cameras. I guess Maine is really clamped down on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just something.
I'll bet the company's lobbying like crazy. But
Yeah, we're giving our tax dollars to a private company that is basically causing mayhem and also, you know, just trouncing all over the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
But I'm just calling because I was not aware of this, but. Maybe sometime you can have somebody on in the future to discuss it. And why, I mean, I've been calling my senators about it, but why has it gone anywhere? I realize now it's not going to happen in the Senate with what's going on, but it's worth
not inconceivable. The Senate's actually in session, so it's not inconceivable. John Thune is keeping the Senate open, even though Mike Johnson's got the House shut down. Ed, thanks. Thanks right. for the heads up on that. I appreciate it. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Yeah, hi. I was very disturbed by the work on the White House until the other day. I thought, well, it's just a thing. You know, Parliament in England was heavily bombed. And they restored it. Notre Dame was restored. The other thing is there was a call for George Washington to become king. You know, before he took office,
mm-hmm.
and there was a conspiracy or something, and you know, he just turned it down flat.
Yep.
Yeah. they wanted to have some sort of combination of democracy.
Well, and there were also people wringing their hands when he stepped down after two terms too, and John Adams, ran for and became president. As a Federalist. I mean, because Washington at that point had basically established the Federalist as a political party, even though he was outspokenly opposed to political parties. But yeah, the big question, Bill, after Trump is gone, are they going to tear down this monstrosity and rebuild the East Wing, or are they just going to keep it? I don't have any idea. My guess is they'll probably keep it, but I think...
Well, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think they should tear it down. Say what?
It was a working office. He tore down part of the office building thing.
That's correct.
So they have to reclaim that. And I think it should be rebuilt like it was, and he should pay for it.
I'm with you, Bill. I'm with you. Thank you. Joe in Cupertino. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You brought up the Winter Palace in St. Petersburg yesterday, and so I looked it up. That was the home of the Romanovs.
I know. The throne room is where the Romanov czar used to sit. And that's the room that Trump is cloning.
And we're going to have a Bolshevik revolution in this country because of it.
Well, hopefully not as bloody as the Bolshevik revolution. Hopefully not bloody at all, as the Bolshevik revolution in Russia was in, what was that, 1918 or whatever the year was?
Yes.
I think the analogy is perfect. Joe, thanks for calling and pointing that out. Sonia in Rockport, Washington. Hey, Sonia, what's up?
Hey, very quickly, which is very difficult when you're on hold and listening to everybody's everything. I have so many thoughts. But I was calling in regard to the troops on the city streets in this country. And it made me think about back in the early 90s when Randy Weaver's house, his compound, was accosted
by the FBI.
Not only ATF, but, local law enforcement and
oh, that's right, it was ATF
whatever. Yeah, right. And yet what they were calling it at the time was multi-jurisdictional task force, the MJTF.
Yep.
And yet the word at the time was that some of these people who were not identified on their uniforms that were, in camo and were masked were possibly troops from the outside. Like mercenary troops. And they were saying that they may have been Belgium-trained troops, but they were people who don't care about Americans.
There was a lot of conspiracy craziness around Ruby Ridge.
There was. But when I think about it now, and I'm looking at all these troops in the cities, who many of them act like they don't care about the citizens they're dealing with.
Yeah. I think it's because they're coming from other states, and I think that's intentional.
I have a grandson-in-law who is...
I'm sorry, Sonia, I've got to cut you off. I'm out of time. Thanks for being with us today. A special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Dave Fulton, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carneverde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine people who make this program work. And thank you to you for being part of our program every single day, as often as you do. Please get out there, get active, tag You're It, and have a wonderful weekend. I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee.
For a limited time, go to Zipa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zipa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zipa is happy.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
We're a civic media station.
540 WAUK, Jackson, Milwaukee.
CBS News Brief, the leader of Democrats in the U.S. House, Hakeem Jeffries, is keeping up the pressure on Republicans to end the shutdown.
The crisis has grown worse because of Republican inaction over the last several weeks.
Food pantries are running low. Many people fear they won't get their food stamps next week. Some business owners are stepping up, including Peyton McCune, who owns Lululo's Pizzeria near Pittsburgh. She's giving meals to kids whose families' government pay or benefits are on hold during the shutdown.
Kids are innocent, and I think that they need the help before anybody else does, and I think that the parents will agree.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of mortgage fraud. Tom Dupree was a Deputy Assistant U.S. Attorney General.
This case doesn't have any of the hallmarks of the other types of mortgage fraud cases we've seen. Doesn't mean that a jury wouldn't ultimately convict, but this case is very different.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This report